Good morning. The cold front that brought a round of showers to the region late Saturday night and early Sunday morning continues to track off through the Canadian Maritimes. High pressure in its wake pushed temperatures back into the upper 60s and lower 70s for highs yesterday. And now temperatures this morning have cooled all the way down into the 40s, with even a few isolated 30s across the highest terrain, with some touches of frost in normally cooler spots. We'll have a good amount of sunshine again today, with high pressure building in from the north. Although a disturbance along the Appalachian Mountain chain is throwing some mid- and high-level cloud cover our way, so the sun may be filtered through some high cloudiness, especially south of I-90, through the morning and into the afternoon. Still, it looks like enough sun will get through to push temperatures back up into the upper 60s and lower 70s once again. Those clouds will continue to ride through from time to time tonight, and will call for mostly cloudy skies and temperatures back into the upper 40s to around 50, with some cooler readings across the higher terrain. Gradually, a weak trough of low pressure will push through the region tomorrow and tomorrow night. It'll be dry with this trough moving through, but we will see a mixture of clouds and sunshine and temperatures in the lower 70s on Tuesday. A ridge of high pressure will build back into the region for the middle and latter part of the week. We'll open up autumn on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s, and with a mix of sun and clouds back into the mid-70s on Thursday and Friday. Another front will move through, it's scheduled to arrive Friday night, and this will leave temperatures in the 60s, though, with sunny skies for Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Ida, located about 1,670 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. Ida is moving toward the north-northwest near 8 miles per hour, and this general motion, accompanied by a decrease in forward speed, is expected today. A slow, meandering motion is forecast to occur tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is forecast during the next day or so, followed by slight weakening on Wednesday. And a large portion of the southwestern United States is under a flash flood watch. Moisture from the remnants of Tropical Depression 16 in the Pacific are quickly moving north out of Mexico. The associated moisture will bring an enhanced risk for flash flooding to the western part of New Mexico, southern Arizona, and the deserts of Southern California today and tonight. Rainfall totals of 1 to 2 inches with isolated higher amounts will be possible over the next 24 hours as the moisture moves through the area. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 43 degrees with a northeast wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 12 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 47 degrees, the dew point 43. 86% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.24 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 19 at Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs near 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 72 degrees, the low 52, the average temperature 62, that's 2 degrees above normal. 0.07 inches of rain yesterday in Albany, for the month now 3.04 inches, which is 0.94 inches above average. And 26.18 inches of precipitation, which is 2.07 inches of precipitation below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low 50, the record high 95 set in 1895, and the record low 29 in 1973. Sunrise this morning was at 6:41 a.m., sunset this evening 6:55 p.m., 12 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and seasonably mild today, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and mild today, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, seasonably mild today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows back into the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, filtered sunshine today but mild with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies today with some filtered sunshine through from time to time and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s. Sunny on Wednesday, mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s on Thursday and Friday. And sunny but breezy and cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs back into the 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.